It's Friday, July 15th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Donald Trump announced that he selected Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his vice presidential running mate in the 2016 race. Governor Pence is a social conservative who signed a bill earlier this year containing restrictions on abortion, and he endorsed Ted Cruz before the Indiana primaries. However, lately he has addressed Trump rallies with his support.
My fellow Hoosiers, we are 119 days away from a great victory in the United States of America when Indiana becomes the first state on the board to make Donald Trump the 45th president of the United States of America.
Evangelicals are even more enthusiastic about Trump than they were with Mitt Romney in the last presidential go-around. That's the conclusion drawn from the latest Pew Forum poll on the 2016 elections. Almost 80% of evangelicals say they're voting for Trump, while 67% of atheists and agnostics are going for Hillary Clinton. In other polls, Hillary Clinton is leading Trump in Colorado by 10 points, and she's ahead of Trump in Virginia by 7 points in a Fox News poll. Both Colorado and Virginia are considered swing states, along with Florida, Nevada, and Ohio. Speaking at the Republican National Convention next week will include Peter Thiel, a well-known homosexual businessman, and Tim Tebow, an outspoken Christian quarterback, winner of the Heisman Trophy, according to CNN. Also on the roster are Senator Ted Cruz and former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Yesterday, France celebrated Bastille Day in commemoration of the bloody French Revolution, in which tens of thousands of people were guillotined or otherwise executed. Tragically, a terrorist attack in Nice, France during the celebration yesterday resulted in at least 80-plus deaths and another 100-plus injuries. Officials say the terrorist drove a large truck into a crowd, accelerating as he went. Isaiah 59 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways. They do not know the way of peace." A major columnist in Scotland has publicly maligned a Southern Baptist youth choir, comparing them to bigots, Nazis, and ISIS. The 100-member youth choir from Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, was performing at a shopping center in Edinburgh when Shona Craven made the comments for the Herald and the national newspapers. Apparently, Craven took issue with the Southern Baptist Church's stance on homosexual perversions and the killing of babies in their mothers' wombs. More persecution is coming to Christians in Pakistan. A Christian was kidnapped by Muslim extremists, and when he refused their pressures to convert to Islam, they severed both of his arms. According to reports from the Legal Evangelical Association Development, Philippians 1 says, "It has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake." Mission Network News has announced that Russia will get its first crisis pregnancy center. Slavic Gospel Association, working jointly with the Mission Network, planned to put the pro-life center in Moscow. A nation controlled by atheism and the Russian Orthodox Church also claims one of the highest abortion fatalities in the world. Official stats put the number of abortions at 268 million, but some say it's double that. The National Abortion Rights Action League is selling abortions using comedians in a new YouTube spot that is not getting very many downloads. The 6.5-minute short has only 10,000 views and 80% thumbs down so far. A billboard company in Cleveland, Ohio, rejected an advertisement from Pure Flicks, a company promoting God's Not Dead 2 on DVD. The problematic statement was, quote, "I'd rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God. It was God's judgment that bothered the world." 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." A 9-year-old girl in Lowell, Indiana, saved the life of a newborn baby earlier this week when she came upon the child in the bushes in her yard. At first, Alicia Laub thought one of her baby pigs had escaped the pen, but she came to find out that it was a newborn baby girl. Covered with maggots, sunburned, but otherwise in good health, Alicia told NBC, "I just saw pink legs kicking away. I knew we had to get help." Lake County Sheriff John Bunsick said Alicia saved the baby's life, saying, quote, "she was a guardian angel," unquote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 15th of the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.